This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, June 7th. God's word to you today is the source. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 2, verses 7 and 8 from the King James Version, and it says, I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uppermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Jesus teaches us that a major key to answered prayer is the practice of persistent petition. We are to persist in the place of prayer for Nigeria, regardless of what apparent odds are. We will not give up on Nigeria until Nigeria turns around. Nigeria will turn around in Jesus' name. Say amen. In his book, Prevailing Prayer, D.L. Moody says, we are to ask with beggarly humility. We are to seek with a servant's carefulness. We are to knock with the confidence of a friend. In the place of prayer, we are to ask like beggars that are desperate. We are to seek carefully like servants, not leaving any stone unturned. We are to knock with the confidence of a friend, because this is what God is saying to us at this time. James 4 verse 2 says, you want what you don't have. You scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. It's not strange that we go through things and we ask everyone else, uncles, spouses, cousins, parents, but we do not ask our Maker. I am having a conversation with someone and the person is really burdened. After listening intently, I ask, have you talked to God and asked him about this? Then, as with the sudden realization, they say, come to think of it, no. As shocking as that might be, it will interest you to know that this happens quite often. People drive crazy distances in search of solutions from men. Meanwhile, they have not asked God at all. Yet, you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. God is challenging us today to ask. There is no need to be jealous about what any other person has. Just ask God for your own. This is so powerful, and it is important that we understand this. My wife comes to me asking for me to get something for her. I know that by God's grace I can get it, and I know she needs it. But I ask her just one question. Have you asked God about this? Why should I ask God when you are here? She would ask, but I would insist, I'm not your source, God is your source. Regardless of who pays the bills, that person is not your source. When you have a need, ask your source. It is possible for the source to bless you through your spouse or family, but keep asking the source. You will be surprised, he will give you what your spouse may not be able to give you. Let us pray. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I ask that your kingdom will come and your will be done in my life and in my sphere of influence. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.